morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me this morning, I have Daniel Buller from the Crossroads Mission Avenue. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
It's good to be with you, too. I've got my coffee. We're all set to hear about what's happening at Crossroads Mission Avenue.
All right. Well, we're always doing something at Crossroads.
Oh, yeah.
We're excited about the new year, and but before we get into the new year, you know, it's been really exciting to go through the holidays here because you and I were just talking about our families and just Christmas being a magical time, really.
It is.
Faith and family and the fun things. And, you know, we try to do that at Crossroads. We know that people are in a difficult situation. I can't think of probably too many people that want to be in a homeless shelter, right?
No.
During Christmas or to be alone. And so, you know, we just had a great time, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and now going into the new year, spending time with guests. We call them guests at Crossroads.
Sure.
And just being as much of a family as we can be. When you work with people and live with them day in and day out, you become pretty close.
What kind of programs do you have for your guests?
Sure, for the holidays.
Well, I mean, programs like, how do you help them to help themselves?
Yeah, that's a good question, you know, and that's so key because there are plenty of shelters around the country where really homeless shelter means you just get a bed for the night. But Crossroads is so much different than that. And so once somebody has been at Crossroads past 3 days, we're inviting them to be in a personal resilience program is what we call it. And that personal resilience program, I know that a lot of people that are living through homelessness are actually very resilient people. Sometimes it's just not the right kind of resilience.
Right.
Not the kind that thrusts you forward and brings a success, you might say. And so teaching them how to learn new skills and add things into their life that will create the right type of resilience and really pull people out of poverty.
Yeah, and I think about it. Sometimes it could be the people that they're hanging out with maybe aren't the best for them.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so hopefully they see that and want to have a better life, right?
Right. And a lot of people wonder, you know, well, who are the homeless then?
And right.
You know, we have had those situations where someone's house burnt down and
sure.
Really the homeless shelter for them was just bridging the gap between this house and the next, insurance claims and all that. That's just... In central Nebraska, that's not the normal story.
Right.
When it comes to homelessness, there's so many underlying issues, and I think we see it in the news all the time when we hear about fentanyl and we hear about drugs and we hear about mental health issues, and there's a lot going on. And really, those are some of the underlying issues of homelessness. So you're right, you know, the crowd we hang around, the habits and addictions that we have. Really, when I talk about it, it really has a lot to do with generational poverty.
Yes.
And growing up in a home maybe sometimes that didn't teach or train people in a fashion that would create much of a life for them.
Right. And they think that that's how they need to live by is being getting benefits. And they don't know how to maintain a home. And I think these are skills that can be taught to people to live life and learn how to have a budget. And that's, I know Crossroads, you guys help your guests.
Yeah.
So they can go out and live a normal life as much as we can expect,
that's
right?
That's right. That's right. And, of course, there's so many people from thousands. This year was 1,400 people, thousands of different backgrounds.
Yes, wow.
That lived at Crossroads. And so... we're Christ-based, a Christian ministry. And so, you know, teaching people that, yeah, maybe the way you grew up, that way is just not working, but there is a better way.
Is a better way, yes.
In the Bible, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so really leading them in that direction. But then you get to practical application, and that is, you know, how do I find a job? How do I keep a job? What do I do with my paycheck? Is insurance important for my car?
Right.
On and on, those important things that really you have to know if you're going to navigate life.
Exactly. And okay, so let's tell our listeners, how many Crossroad Mission Avenues are there in Nebraska and where?
Yeah, so currently we have 6 living facilities that are in Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island. Hastings and Kearney have women and family and men, and Grand Island is a men's only shelter.
Is that going to change anytime soon?
We don't foresee that changing. You know, we're a huge fan of Hope Harbor.
Oh, yes.
Great organization. They do a tremendous job of helping women and families. We actually coordinate with each other when one or the other is full. We all believe in the same work and trying to do the same thing, you know. The next one for us really is Lexington.
Yes.
And I'm not at liberty to talk a lot about it now, but,
fine.
You know, you and I should talk after the first year, because I can tell you that in 2025, we're going to see big things in Lexington.
Well, you know, we'll have you on here, Daniel. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love everything that you do. And are you guys still selling the bird seed?
We are. You know, the Mission Avenue thrift stores are a huge part of what we do at Crossroads. When you ask about our programs, I've just really had a passion for jobs programs.
Yes.
You know, teaching people that work is not a curse. Work is a great thing.
And it is.
We find dignity, we find purpose in work, and teaching them new skills. And so, you know, if I want more money at my job, it's not just enough to go and say, I want more money. I need to learn a few things and I need to grow myself.
Yeah.
And I can earn more money. I don't have to be stuck at minimum wage.
Right.
And living in poverty. And so, for example, I taught a couple guys at our recycle center here in Grand Island how to operate a forklift. Before I came here, I was with them and they were running that forklift and having a grand time.
I'll bet.
And,
that's fun.
So, you know, what did we do is we added value to their life and to their resume. And when they move on from Crossroads, they can go on to better things.
Right.
And so
do you show them or do you help them to make a resume if they have never made one before?
Yeah, we help them with that.
I love doing that.
Yes.
I used to help people make their resumes and it was, and people didn't even realize that they didn't. This is when I worked at Hope Harbor. I'm so grateful that I worked there. But people don't realize the talents that they may have that are needed at some company or somewhere. And so I guess getting people excited about what they want to do in life and making themselves, you know, better members of society.
Yep, that's right.
And you're giving back. And then I like to see people turn around and help others, pay it back,
yes,
right?
That's right, yep.
All right.
Yeah, the bird seed is a part of that program.
Yeah, and that is great.
We teach people to weigh the seed out, to sew the bag shut, to put a label on it. And then in the summertime, we also have another product that we started doing, which is worm castings, which is really a very earth-friendly you might say a soil additive or almost like a...
Oh, I was thinking bait.
No bait here. This, you put this in your garden, it's almost like
fertilizing,
but it's just not quite a fertilizer. It's a soil amendment that you put in, natural.
I have never heard of that.
And so we feed them old fruits and vegetables. Worms, they work 24/7. They turn that into something really good for your garden.
It's a good compost.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Is that what I'm thinking?
Yep.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful. You guys are always busy doing something. Now, how many thrift stores do you have now?
We have 6 stores.
6?
Yes. So that's Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island,
Holdridge,
Lexington, Broken
and
Bow.
And all of my friends, when we are finally, you know, getting through stuff, we bring it to Crossroads. Now, what kind of items can the listeners bring? If we need to donate.
You know, I think we're kind of different in that regard, and we don't say no to anything. Even, you know, sometimes people bring us old cooking pans where the Teflon is no longer there, and they say, oh, I'm sorry that we brought that. You know what? We make use of it. We put it in the metal recycle, but anything that can be brought, we can turn it into something. Ultimately, what does it do is it creates a dollar to support an outreach that helps 1,400, 1,500 people a year.
Perfect.
Who are in a homeless situation.
I love it. And I encourage people to shop at the thrift stores, too. We've done it. And there is amazing stuff that has been donated. If you like glass, different kinds of, they've got everything. Clothes, dishes, you've got it all there.
You name it.
And that's amazing. And I'm so grateful that we have that in our communities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an awesome thing, and we're grateful to customers and people that bring donations, and It's just a great way to work together.
A real blessing. Is there anything else that you need to tell our listeners today? Because I kind of got us off track a little bit there.
Well, you know, a lot of people lately been asking me, how do I get involved, you know? Mm-hmm. And at Crossroads, one of our core values is to involve the community in Christian ministry.
Sure.
And so our website is crossroadsmission.com. There's ways to get involved on there, volunteering maybe individually or your workplace or a service group, but lots of ways to get involved at Crossroads. And that's really the way to make this work. If you look around the country, I don't know if you saw over the weekend, a federal study that came out said homelessness was up 18% in our country. And that's a federal study. I know that the government can't address that in an effective way. It really comes from the community,
right?
Through nonprofits, through really local homeless shelters is the most effective and most affordable way to address these issues of homelessness within our communities.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I want to thank you for coming in this morning. It's always a pleasure to have you here, Daniel.
Good to see you. It's good to be with you.
Oh, my goodness. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into the Public Affairs program. Have a great rest of your day.